We're joined now by our technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, with news of WhatsApp. What are they up to?
They're ruining it, Pat. They're absolutely ruining it. You're not going to like this. So WhatsApp are owned by Facebook, who also own Instagram. And over the last few months, we've been telling you how Instagram bought in a new feature called Stories. So that means that you can take loads of images and videos and they get montaged together, basically, so your followers can see what you're up to.
Yeah.
It's grand. It's grand if you're a celebrity and you live an interesting life. But if your most exciting thing is going down to Spar to buy a chocolate bar, you know, that's not very interesting. Then Facebook brought this in. And now WhatsApp are bringing it in. So in the coming days, to coincide with their 8th birthday, WhatsApp are bringing in, it's called Status. So now you can see everything I do if I decide to document it using this feature in little photograph, GIF or video form. It's going to be very distracting, very cluttered.
But can I just avoid it, not use it?
You can avoid it. But again, you know, I tried to avoid it on Facebook. But what happens is if everyone else around you is using it, you're going to see their annoying little icons at the top of your WhatsApp page.
Mm.
It's very, very cluttered. What I like about WhatsApp at the moment is just the simplicity of it. You know, it's just, it's a very clean interface. You click in the person you want to talk to and you do your business.
Yeah, it's ad-free and that's supposed to continue forever, isn't it?
Yeah, and like the thing, and this is an interesting point, you know, Instagram was, they kind of snuck ads in through this as well now. So you can see, you know, I don't know, a brand will suddenly appear as one of the stories on the top of your feed or a sponsored post will appear. So that may be the route they're going down. And WhatsApp have always kind of stated that they would never, ever go down the ad route, but they also said that they wouldn't share your data with Facebook and we know how that ended. So it's kind of, it's an annoying feature. You will notice it appearing on your phone in the next few days. I'll probably love it once it, when it arrives, but right now I'm not sold on it, I have to say.
All right, now you've discovered something about Ryanair.
Yes, and this made my weekend, and it was actually somebody on Twitter, a lady called Kathy, tweeted me with this. So on Saturday morning I went to book flights, and me being the idiot that I am, I booked the wrong dates. I noticed straight away that I booked the wrong dates, both for the outgoing and the return flight. And I changed them, but I had to pay an €80 fee for changing the flights, even though it was within seconds. So I tweeted about this because I tweet about everything. And a lady got back to me to say, you know that you have a grace period. And if you are within a 24-hour period of making the mistake and correcting the mistake, you should not be charged.
Oh,
so I went on to
Ryanair. Not many people know that.
Not many people know that at all. So I went digging, because that's what I do, on Ryanair.com, their website. And there is actually a facility. It's called Oops, I Made a Mistake.
Yeah.
So if you click on Oops, I Made a Mistake, it'll say get in touch with either our web chat or call the customer service number. I got in touch with the online chat, and within 6 or 7 minutes, the €80 was back in my account. They should not have charged it. It's a very funny little way that they do these things. So you would think that, you know...
Wasn't that introduced, though, at a time when they became more customer friendly?
They're going for the soft and cuddly image now, yeah.
But again, they should make the Oops a bit bigger then.
It needs to be in a bit bigger font. But also what I was wondering is, you know, it was very obvious that I changed my details within 5 minutes of making the mistake. So you would think that a notification would pop up going, we're going to waive this fee this time because it's within 24 hours. But you have to go digging. I have the steps up on newstalk.com now. Go in and just take a look, because the next time you make this mistake, save yourself the €80. It's better in your pocket than it is in theirs.
Okay, so that's there. Oops, I did it again.
Basically, yeah. Doing it, Brittany.
All right, let's talk about... the new phone.
Yes. So Samsung, we all know that they had an unfortunate 2016, shall we say it that way, with the discontinuation of this Note 7
and the arrest
device.
Of the boss.
Well, yeah, that's a different story altogether. It's also a very interesting one. But sticking with the phones, so the Note 7 went away and everyone wanted to see what they were going to do next. We know that they probably won't unveil a phone at Mobile World Congress, but what they have done is brought out a mid-range phone. It's called the Samsung Galaxy A5, and I've been playing around with it for the last week or so, and I have to say I am so impressed. First and foremost, it costs $389. So that's if you want to buy it on pay as you go. So out of the box, $389. And it looks like a premium device. I wouldn't have been able to, like, if you held that up from a distance, I would have thought it's the S6 or the S5. It doesn't look like, you know, a lower end phone.
Well, I've compared it directly to the S7, and it's almost the same size.
It's almost the same size. It's a 5.2 inch screen, a lovely screen, I have to say. It has a 16 megapixel camera on it. Battery life in it is quite good as well. As I said, I used it all weekend and didn't have any issues at all. But it's 3 gigs of RAM as well. So I'm quite a heavy phone user, and I've gone back to iPhone for the purposes of research. And having used a Samsung, the Samsung A5 for the weekend, and then gone back to my iPhone this weekend, or this morning, I much prefer Android. It's much faster. The iPhones just can't keep up the pace with the Android devices, I have to say. And this is for a mid-range phone. So that's not, you know, we're not talking about the same price as an iPhone. This is €200 or €300 cheaper. And it is just gorgeous. Again, we have images up on newstalk.com now if you want to have a look at the phone and make up
and
your
I
own mind.
And I presume it will be available from various providers.
All the different networks, all the rest. It's in stores now. I just managed to get my hands on
but
it
that's
recently.
That's the price if you just buy it off the shelf, SIM-free.
Exactly, yeah. Yes, a pay-as-you-go. One thing to note, though, it's USB-C, not micro USB. So it's a different charging port on the bottom of your phone. So if you have an Android device already and you have a lot of different accessories, like if you have a speaker that your phone slots into, it's a different connection.
Why do they do that?
It's a pain in the face. But Apple did it a few years ago. Everything they say is going to move towards USB-C, but it's just one thing to be cautious of because I have quite a few speaker stands around the place and whatever. So just be cautious of that.
Okay, some of the calls coming in. Maria says, she's from Longsford, by the way. Could you help us with the problem we have regarding Three? We have been receiving texts promising a service upgrade since November 2015. These texts come with an interruption in service. Any idea what's going on?
So this is part of the big upgrade. So this was as a result of the merger between O2 and Three. So we spoke about this on the programme before because it's an issue that impacts a lot of people. What they're trying to do is upgrade all of the masts so that you can get the fastest 4 and 5G when it arrives, as well as full voice capabilities. If you put in your address and your telephone number to thebigupgrade.ie, you should be able to see what works are going on when and how it will impact you.
Thebigupgrade.ie.
That's it. So it's a website run by Three and they give you kind of every day it's updated with what works are going on where. If that still isn't, if that's not correlating with the text that you're getting, drop us an email to patkenny@newstalk.com and I will get on to them. We've had this issue before with listeners in Donegal and all around the country, so do let us know and we'll get to the bottom of it for you.
Sarah in Rathmines says, I was wondering if Jess could recommend an everyday Windows-based desktop replacement laptop. They obviously have a desktop
and they want
to replace it with the laptop. Around the 500 mark, usual family stuff, photo storage, online shopping, homework, etc. Weight and battery life are not important, but decent performance, memory and screen size. In other words, they don't want the big clunky desktop anymore, but they're going to use it at home pretty much. So battery life, it'll be plugged in all the time, I suspect.
Yeah, and you're in luck because there are so many different options out there at the moment. And €500 actually being quite generous. I just had a quick scan around here now and there's two options that caught my eye from Harvey Norman. First up is the HP Notebook 14 inch and that is $399. So you're getting a bit of change out of your $500. It has 4 gigs of RAM and a 500 gigabyte hard drive. That would be plenty to run all of your family's activities. The other one is Lenovo. It's the Lenovo IdeaPad 100. This is a slightly larger screen, so it's 15 inch laptop, so it's the full screen laptop. Again, has 4 gigs of RAM and 500 gigs of storage for $429. So they're just two offers that I caught that caught my eye, and either of those would tick all of those boxes for you.
How would Jess compare the mid-range Samsung that you have just been talking about with the HTC M81S?
The M81S, HTC, to be honest with you now, I reviewed pretty much all of the HTC models and they just haven't wowed me in quite a while. The device that we told you about that they're bringing out later this year will be the first one that will really catch my eye. I don't think it compares quite as well to the Samsung Galaxy A5. Some people might text in asking about the OnePlus and, you know, the different brands of phones that you can get that you can't buy in store. You can buy them online. It compares very well. But HTC, as I said, they've fallen off my radar, I have to say, in terms of performance and value for money.
David wants to know, is there a single safe app that cleans junk off your phone and boosts battery life?
No, the apps that claim to boost battery life are a bit of a swizz, to be honest with you. Very few of them can. The things that use most amount of battery life are leaving apps open and also your screen. So if you can just manage those yourself.
Well, Shut App, I've installed as well. It's a little tiny little yoke and you touch it and then
it'll close your apps for you.
It becomes a bigger circle and it says if you want to shut your apps, just tap here. And if you have 30 apps open, it shuts them all down. And then the ones that are permanently open will open again.
Exactly. Yeah. So that is one. But there's other ones that, you know, will say that they'll do X, Y, and Z and they just don't. So if you can keep all your apps shut and monitor your screen brightness, but that they would be the two recommendations I have there.
Okay. Final one. Cormac says, I use the Note 3. For me, it's a business tool. I log into computers remotely and I use business apps. I need a big screen. So I've been looking on Alibaba for a phablet. Mm. China has large tablets that are also phones, about twice the size of a Note 3. Can you recommend one that will work in Ireland? Price range up to about 400.
Sadly, I can't. I would feel so uncomfortable recommending something that I haven't tried myself, and also ordering it into Ireland. You can't guarantee that they will work. So unfortunately, I can't. I'm sorry.
All right. OK, Jess Kelly, thank you very much.